We're going to conclude today's show with Jan Hawken talking with Yuvia Magali Morello and Tanya Golden about Oregon vending community, native vending practices and organizing. Take it away.
Welcome to KBOO, Yuvia and Tanya.
Thank you.
You're both part of and have been involved in organizing the Native American Community and Artist Village space at last Thursday in Alberta Space and on Alberta Street. That'll be this coming Thursday, and we'll talk a bit about that so people can know where to find you this Thursday. But let's start with vending practices. And, of course, there are all kinds of vendors. It's a big, big category. But your work involves vending practices within Native communities and minority communities where you don't have stable retail space, mm-hmm. but bring a lot of what you make and produce to community and local markets and have to navigate these spaces that are much more insecure and yet also involve communities coming together as vendors. So, Tanya, do you want to start? What is your vending practice and what is your work? And then we can talk about the vending community.
I make herbal medicine, and I started with food stamps, making raw chocolate truffles, and was able to raise enough money from that to buy the containers for salves and tinctures. And this will lead into another project. But as it is, I'm able to bring the medicines from my training as an herbalist to the community, which for me is a really good thing. It feels good being able to help people out. And I was raised by, my mom was a vendor also. She did gourmet preserves. We had a farm raising peaches outside of Hillsboro, north of Hillsboro. So it was something I was brought up in.
Yuvia, what do you produce? What do you make that then you sell as a vendor?
Sure. My small business is named Indigenous Come Up, and I work with young adults who have survived DHS family separation, also known as youth that have aged out of the foster care system. And what we do is we make art, crafts, and jewelry, and a lot of the business is about us making these things together and creating community for these youth that are often have support through DHS, and then that just everything ends at the age of 21.
So there's a social service and support aspect.
Absolutely. We call it community sufficiency. So we're trying to create a mentor and just a community, you know, so youth have people to look at, to talk to. Right now we make arts, crafts, jewelry, and we sell them. We've only been officially a business since April, and we sell at local powwows and markets. So this venture with the Last Thursday Alberta is really exciting to us to have. As you say, we don't have a lot of permanency right now. We can't tell you where we're going to be next year. But this is something that we hope will be a permanent base for years to come for our community. So this is really exciting. And as Tanya mentioned, I too grew up in the Oregon Native community. My mother was a jewelry vendor. And so for me too, vending is kind of in my blood and it's part of who I am. And I actually wanted to share that opportunity with other youth because it gave me a lot of confidence to be able to try new things, you know, because I was out there as a young person. I would give other vendors a break for their bathroom and be paid for that. So, you know, you get really innovative with what you have in these spaces. So, yeah.
And that's important to acknowledge both the creativity and the resourcefulness mm-hmm. that comes out of these insecure situations and having to work together to survive, but also not to romanticize that, but to say it is important to claim more space and more resources. Tanya, can you talk some about how that network and mutual support side of being a vending mm-hmm. community?
So a couple winters ago, a group of us vendors got together and called ourselves Native Vendors United. We started creating pop-up marketplaces. We had one on Mississippi Ave during the winter, snowstorms, no heat in the building. We did one in Northwest at the community center up there. And through this, every single one of us that's a member of the group has been trying to find space where we can do more pop-up markets. And this includes people speaking to the different issues that our Native community is facing, because we are one of the most underserved communities in our whole country. I believe Portland has the highest percentage of Natives per capita.
Underserved, just in terms of access to markets and food and other goods.
Everything.
Everything.
Poverty. So, our poverty levels are far greater than other demographics.
And so that is part of the vending community, depending on being able to sell what you have, but also who people you serve as vendors as well.
Right. It gives us some sort of independence, too. It allows us to be able to do things that have been traditional for us and bring that to the greater community. It's an education. It's a way to bridge that gap and help people understand each other's cultures better. When we've spoke about water, had people speaking about water or the different plants, people would come and sit and we'd share that experience together. And it was really good for the whole community. We have the drum come out too, and a couple folks in the community, Carrie Young, she plays a wonderful flute, and she'll come out and play. So it's bringing a whole part of us and sharing that with the rest of the folks, allowing us to make some sort of an income. We are searching for a permanent to semi-permanent space that would host us for the vendors to rotate in and out as needed and share the workload of having to take care of that space, but that's a ways out. We have to think about bills and insurance and blah, 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 which is a lot more than moving our canopy.
Many people associate the pop-up markets with the Saturday market, which is also, of course, a place where tourists go. And can you say something about your experience with pop-up markets or community markets that might depart from what people see at the Saturday market? You do want to comment on that?
Sure. My business has been a part of a new venture here in Portland called the My People's Market. And that has been just a really thrilling thing, not only for my business, but for me personally as a vendor and having grown up actually at the Portland Saturday Market and the Eugene Saturday Market. My mom used to wake us up at like 5 a.m. from Eugene, and we'd travel up here every weekend and be at the markets all weekend. That was my life. So for me, having, you know, been in these spaces all my life, all these weekends, to have a space like my People's Market that's only for vendors of color was just like the most fulfilling and heartwarming thing. I love powwows, and we as a business will never give up vending at powwows, because even if our revenue isn't great, it means so much to us to be part of our community that is, and that's what drives my business. But my People's Market is really exciting because it's being put on by these bigger organizations like Prosper Portland and Travel Portland. And so you have this bigger platform to work off of. But it is just us. It's just vendors of color. And it's...
People can come.
Anybody can come, of course.
But it's just...
And that feeling is really, especially for here in Portland, where we just don't have those opportunities very often. It's really incredible to have all entertainers of communities of color, you know, is something really meaningful to me and to my business. And it's been profitable. And so I love to see these things really working out. And I know that Tanya has an extensive history with organizing vending community here in Portland, the Native community here in Portland. I have an extensive history with just organizing in general, and I know that we can make this happen.
So it's a different vision of the market than the dominant one in capitalism where you see in malls. Just in closing, what about the last Thursday in Alberta Street? There is a square. You've both been involved in developing that the last few years on, I think it's 21st and Alberta. Just in closing, say a little bit about what that square means to you as vendors and culturally and politically what it means to have that space.
So it's now being called the Res on Alberta.
And that's a term that gets taken up in a proud, defiant way.
Well, initially I hated it because I was like, that's a chunk that the white guy carved out for us. But then I thinking about it, I was able to process it. And it was like, no, we're taking that back. And it's given more in reparation. And we're working with a fellow from the city. His name's Greg. And he's working so hard to make this space for us because he knows how horrible things have been historically for us. And I really appreciate the city for allowing this too. It's a really beautiful thing that they're doing and trying to heal some of that and give us this opportunity not only to make things better for us, but also it's a marketing strategy that will help us out and bring people to our area, because it is a whole group of us and there is a community and a culture that isn't necessarily to be found in other spaces.
And then the vulnerability of being an isolated vendor and being targeted is an issue that it sounds like you're trying to address as a community to support each other. And if something happens, you have others there.
Absolutely.
This Thursday is going to be super fun. We have over 7 vendors that are committed to being there, as well as 3 or 4 community resources that will have free face painting, free decolonized water, farming resources, organically grown company has donated apples and bananas that we're giving away. We'll do crafting, basket weaving. We're doing Cherokee baskets like we did last month that people just got incredibly creative and made just beautiful. People started putting beads in the back, you know, just really made it their own, and it was amazing, and we're excited.
So it's a participatory, not that the passive consumer model.
Exactly. Hang out with us.
Please.
Get to know your vendors. 21st in Alberta.
Okay. And if enough people show up, then we'll start having story time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing your stories and your work here on KBOO this morning on the Old Mole.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, this is Jan Hawken with Yuvia Magala Morello and Tanya Golden talking about the Native American Community and Artist Village space at last Thursday. Join them this Thursday evening on Alberta Street.
Excellent. Thank you all.